Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis Shir, number 487. We talked now about focusing on the goal, that balance is the key, and that increasing desire is a positive thing in the mitzvahs Ayna, but doesn't mean there's no boundaries. If you just try to increase desire for the sake of itself, is not the way it's supposed to be. The goal is the purpose of it is that the pleasure and desire should serve as a means to unite the couple and bring them closer to each other, to increase their feelings of love for one another, and to attain a deep sense of unity. That's the purpose. The pleasure does help bring the couple together. And Hashem, this is from the Narayesh, Hashem created us out of nothing. He created all our organs, all of them, including the organs of the union, sexual organs. He made so that one should feel pleasure in order to be together with love. But true unity between two only occurs, we said this many times, it only occurs if the physical act is supported by the right foundation of an emotional healthy connection, of deep love, a deep friendship, a deep relationship, a pure love. Only then does the physical pleasure which Hashem created to bring husband and wife together, come into play in the best possible way. So how do you know whether it's true affection, this desire, or it's self-gratification? The line between love and self-gratification is often blurred. It could be confusing. It's hard to understand sometimes. We generally either just assume it's love when it's self-gratification. People are very hard on themselves, will assume they're always into the self-gratification when it's really love. Some people are easy on themselves. Some people are hard on themselves. You have to really evaluate yourself properly. But you don't have to be anxious all the time with yourself if you're enjoying it. You don't have to obsess over it. Are your intentions always good? You try your best. You know you love your wife. You know you love the husband. You make an accounting periodically, whether you're on the right track or not, or whether you wandered into the territory of physical desire for its own sake. One thing that he doesn't mention here, but I'll tell you very clear, a good litmus test to test whether your sexual connection is self-gratification or whether it's true affection, is what is your conduct after Tashmish overall? What is your conduct outside the bedroom overall in your interactions, husband to wife, wife to husband? That is a big litmus test. If the respect is there strong, the Derech Eretz, the treating each other with the other love languages in a full force way, friendship, being a mensch during the Nida period, being a mensch overall, then even if you have a wonderful, pleasurable sexual connection with a lot of pleasure towards one another, you could assume it's true affection and not self-gratification, even though it feels good. But on the other hand, if those type of aspects of respect weaken and they don't behave midas-wise right to each other, then you could assume at least to worry that perhaps that when you are together and you're really having the fun, it is self-gratification. Because if it really is true affection, the love and pleasure experienced during intimacy would spread through the other aspects of the marriage and in life, outside the bedroom, and in the Nida period as well. Generally speaking, most women have not spontaneous desire, but reactive desire. So for those women, which is most of them, it's easier to tell with her whether her pleasure is a result of the love she feels or not. Because generally speaking, the way a wife feels that desire is if that love and attention is given to her. With a man, it's a little more difficult to ascertain. But generally speaking, the way he says it, if there's a loving atmosphere that prevails in the home, similar to what I just said, that it spreads to the other areas of life, then Mitzvah Ayna is an expression of that love. But on the other hand, if he only becomes excited when he prepares for Mitzvah Ayna, if he only has those feelings with her when they're together physically, when he only becomes filled with desire and so-called love, and then immediately afterwards leaves her to herself, disappears back into his world, and then you could be sure that his desire of Mitzvah Ayna is not the mitzvah, but it's his own gratification and his own needs that are talking that have nothing to do with his wife, nothing to do with achieving unity. The Nida period is a big test, by the way. How you treat her during that time. you engage with deep friendship. And the Datura period, how you treat her outside the bedroom as well in all these areas. In Ayin itself, in the actual act, you could tell if his goal is to rush it quickly without focusing on giving her pleasure and without making sure she's fully relaxed and she's fully able to enjoy it, then it's quite clear that he's only catering to himself. And after the act two, if he has no patience because he's tired already, he did what he did, he scratched his itch, he's fine, and now he just wants to leave her and go to sleep, it's a sign of insensitive unity. That will not lead to better shalom bayis. It will not lead to a couple's oneness. So there's the idea. There's a sefer Yesodos HaBayis, a Kedushasai, Perches says that one test of it is Livdaik im yesh beneyem nach shalom v'nachas ruach v'simcha kol hayomim. That they need to be with peace and calmness and pleasure of a nachas ruach and joy all the days of the marriage, gam kasher hi asura loy, even when she is forbidden to him, even in the nida period. And he needs to overlook his own benefits, to even overlook his pleasure, delay his pleasure to pleasure his wife. That is true love. Zu ahavas amitis. But if you just work on this focus on the oina time itself, then you're like an animal. When you separate yourself afterwards and you leave her, you go back to your own world, you're separated from her, that's not ahava. That's not chibur. That's pirud. That's separation. And that is the idea. You have the own self, you know, and when you have a partnership and a business partnership, you could each have your own self-interest, but you could unite in a partnership to serve a certain end together. That's not real achdus. That's not where Hashras Hashchina comes in. That's pirud. Scratching each other's itch is just is not unity. So therefore, at the time of the mitzvah itself, if you do it quickly, don't put your heart in her, you're not focusing on her, you will not reach the shleimus of true achdus. That is a real key. This is a real key. That is a real litmus test on whether you're doing these things l'shem shemayim or you're not. So to conclude, the pleasure is not the main goal. It will not lead to a true connection between a couple if the hyper-focus is purely pleasure and desire. People are preoccupied with their own pleasure, become closer only to themselves. They will not come closer to their spouse. Only when the focus is on unity and providing pleasure to one spouse, then their own desires and physical pleasures will work as an added ingredient to everlasting shalom bayis. So we're going to summarize the points that we made in the last few shiurim. Number one, the Gemara mentioned 9 midos that can be present in the mitzvahs ayna, which can lead to transgressive and rebellious children and also have a negative effect on oneself. And the common denominator among the 9 midos, including the 10th one added of the B'nai Yishen of the sleepiness aspect or being asleep, is that all of these lack the inner feeling between the couple. It lacks the deeper connection between the couple. And that deeper connection feeling is the source and foundation principle of the mitzvahs ayna. Therefore, a couple needs to be, like we said, completely awake, even if they're tired, but alert enough to focus on each other on the act so they could both be involved in the experience and with each other. Physical pleasure in ayna is not only permissible, it's part of the mitzvahs ayna. When you have Ezra Sefer being Masakin, eating shom garlic on Friday nights, the objective was to increase desire. Subsequently, it means to increase physical pleasure between a husband and a wife. Ezra Sefer wanted that. So obviously, he felt that increased desire and physical pleasure is a chelik of the mitzvahs ayna when done right. But as we just said in this year, balance is the key. Just like as mitzvahs ayin Shabbos, we indulge in certain pleasures, but we don't lose sight of the real tachlis of it, which is to keep Shabbos and to make it a special day for Hashem. Mitzvahs ayin, the same thing. You can take along the physical pleasure as far as you want to take it, as long as there's the goal of connection and unity. The problem is if you take it too far without focus, you'll lose that goal of connection and unity. Therefore, it's important to always have that desire. Therefore, to differentiate between what is positive desire versus self-gratification is whether there's good shalom bayis in general, whether husband and wife are trying to please each other, or they're only focused on themselves. That is really the litmus test there. That is really the shayrish of it. But again, because we had a lot of shiurim subsequent here, one after the other, pertaining to Mitzvahs Aina, and it'll still continue for a little while. This is just happens to be where the subject of this book right now is talking about it. We did a lot of it. There's still a little more to go. One needs to realize, we always try to say this as we're talking about this aspect of married life. This is really the key. It's a piece of married life, a big, important piece, but it is a piece. Physical intimacy is one aspect. There's emotional intimacy, there's spiritual intimacy. Sex and physical touch is one love language, or two love languages. You have others, quality time, words of affection, gifts, acts of service, chesed, active chesed. All these things are a component of it. And what sometimes I concern myself with here is when we hyper-focus on a particular subject, in this case, and in some cases, other aspects, there's never just one aspect. The key really is to life overall is balance. Balance is where Hashem tells you, in every time you serve Hashem in that way, in the present, the way you're supposed to experience that present. It goes like the seasons of the year. You know, Tishrei, a very joyous time. Nisan, a very joyous time. Av, less so. Shul Tisha B'Av, compare it to Shul on Simchas Torah. It's one God serving in the same way. By base Oval versus a base Simcha where there's a Sheva Brachas. Looks very different. You're serving the same Hashem. Marriage, same thing. There's ups and downs, aspects, different angles. Balance is the key. Your life has value in the present. You can connect with Hashem every single moment of the day and every single moment of the night. What we spoke about here with Aina at length, one needs to know that when they are with their wife and it's the nida period and they're ready to go to sleep and it's maybe 20 minutes before, she's in her bed doing her own thing, he's separate by his bed, they connect in friendship. That is the avoida of that time and that tkufa. They cannot be physically together because that's the Ratzon Hashem. You serve Hashem that way with the full heart. With a full heart, you say, I'm connecting in friendship. I'm connecting with a chiba that's permitted. Keeping all the archakas, staying away from, you know, words that could arouse desire, doing it the right way. But there's a lot of words of encouragement and friendship and love in a certain way that is not only permitted in that time, but it is encouraged in that time. That deep, warm, encouraging friendship is admirable then, and that is the tafkid. And when you're doing that at that time, Hashem has tremendous nachas ruach from both of you when you connect that way. And then when it's time to be together, leil tefillah, or the aina arrangement between a husband and a wife, and that together, Hashem has nachas ruach from that. And the shechina is shayra there. So there's different ideas with hashras hashchina. The hashras hashchina is shayra at the time of an actual union itself, the third shutah, so to speak, and that was very clear from the svarim and things we brought down. At the same time, you should know, in the nida period, and you're connecting in a deep friendship, the shechina is there. The shechina is there, all aspects of life. When chalila, one of them is an oval, so their tashmish also is not permitted. You're kind and caring and supportive. That is your tafkid then. Every Zman has its own tafkid. Aina means time. You value it when it's time. The hyper-focus of it that could lead to destruction, not good. The under-focus that could lead to neglect, not good. Kol echad bi'ita yuvizmanai. That's the way Hashem created us. That is the idea of Hiskalos and Midas. You need Avram, Chesed, you need Gevura of Yitzchak, and Teferis of Yaakov. and the Netzach of Moshe, and the Chayit of Aharon, and the Yisayit of Yosef, and the Malchus of David. You need all the Midos to work as a unified whole to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what we discuss now is an extremely important point, the part of marriage. It can never be neglected, but it's not a one-dimensional thing. Remember that as you're learning the Shiurim. It's not a one-dimensional thing. In those times of Aina, whenever a couple works in their timetable of what it is, then these apply. During the day, certain degree of affection we talked about, in the physical intimacy of a non-sexual sort also. But there will be a lot of times where you're not going to be physically together or expressed in a physical way, and you have to connect in other ways, in non-physical ways. You put your heart and mind totally to that as well. You put your heart and mind totally, husband to wife, wife to husband, in the nida period. That is a very healing process to get to a point that'll become extremely healing when you're finally together again, Be'ezus Hashem. Bracha v'atzlacha.